Good afternoon. Cold air continues to flow into interior New York and New England on the heels of a brisk northwest breeze, at times gusting over 20 to 25 miles per hour. Temperatures are struggling in the 30s. In some places with a fair amount of sunshine, it will reach the lower 40s this afternoon. But even in these places with the wind, it'll feel like it's in the 20s and 30s for the balance of the day. High pressure is building in from the Midwest and the Great Plains. This will keep us dry for the balance of the day and into the night tonight. And with diminishing winds overnight and a clear sky, temperatures will drop quickly and settle into overnight lows in the teens to lower 20s. With the high pressure overhead tomorrow, we'll have brilliant sunshine through the day, but it will be chilly once again, with readings only rebounding up into the 30s to around 40. There will be less wind tomorrow as well, so if nothing else, at least it will feel more comfortable outside without the breeze. On Thursday, around the backside of high pressure, we'll begin a rebound, still in the middle to upper 40s for highs though, and some clouds will flow in during the course of a day. And at this point, we'll turn our attention to the Great Lakes, where we'll watch the next cold front make an approach. Skies will become mostly cloudy during the day on Friday, and there is the chance of a few rain showers by the end of the day as highs once again reach up into the middle 40s. The front will stall out nearby for Saturday, and this will determine the weather for the beginning of the weekend. With a wave of low pressure riding along the front, there is a good chance at rain showers, perhaps some wet snow across the higher terrain. Temperatures on Saturday will reach into the lower 40s. Then behind this wave of low pressure as it sweeps through, sharply colder air in store for us for the second half of the weekend on Sunday. A mix of sun and clouds, very windy, with scattered flurries and snow showers, and highs only getting back into the lower 30s. Sunshine will mix with increasing clouds on Monday, with highs staying in the 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on subtropical storm Melissa, located about 605 miles east of Bermuda. Melissa is moving toward the north near 9 miles per hour. A turn toward the northeast with an increase in forward speed is expected to occur later today. Maximum sustained winds are near 65 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some increase in strength is expected, and Melissa is anticipated to transition to a tropical storm later today or tonight. While there is no immediate threat to land, large swells will continue to affect Bermuda, portions of the northern Leeward Islands, Puerto Rico, Hispaniola, and the southeastern Bahamas during the next couple of days, causing life-threatening surf and rip currents. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 92 degrees at Laredo, Texas, to a low of zero at Stanley, Idaho, and Daniel, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny, windy in the upper 40s. In Boston, sunny and windy in the mid-40s. And in Buffalo, increasing sunshine, breezy, with highs in the upper 30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 47 degrees. The average low, 31. The record high, 71, set in 1921, and the record low, 12, in 1972. Sunrise this morning at 6:52 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:29 p.m., 9 hours and 37 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing sunshine, windy and cold today with highs in the 30s. Becoming mostly clear tonight with lows in the teens, single digits in the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny, windy and colder today with highs in the mid-40s. Clear and cold tonight with lows in the lower to mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing sunshine, windy and cold today with highs in the mid-30s, becoming mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing sunshine, windy and cold today with highs in the lower 40s, becoming mostly clear tonight with lows near 20. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, increasing sunshine, windy and cold today with highs in the lower 40s, becoming mostly clear tonight with lows near 20. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny and cold. Less wind, though, near 40. A mix of sun and clouds, mid-40s Thursday. Mostly cloudy with a late-day shower Friday in the mid-40s. Mostly cloudy with rain and snow showers Saturday, upper 30s and lower 40s. Windy and very cold Sunday, scattered snow showers in the lower 30s and mid-30s with sunshine giving way to clouds on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.